Hey everyone, welcome back to my podcast, Encouraging Joy. This is Rebecca with you today, and I'm going to talk about a Bible study that I have been going through during my time off work. I really wanted to get a podcast up last week, but thankfully I did return to work last week after being out for almost 2 months. So keep on listening to find out what I have learned during my Bible study time. During my time off. But first, listen to a word from my sponsor, Anchor. Everyone in the world may have a small level of anxiety right now. They may be anxious about their job, anxious about having to homeschool their children, anxious about not being able to find toilet paper in the store, anxious about getting this terrible virus or even passing it on to a loved one. I have to admit, I have been anxious the last few weeks. My thoughts have been going to the possibility of losing my job or even passing on germs to my own loved ones. Several months ago, I bought a Bible study from the Daily Grace Co. titled, It Is Well. It is a study on how to biblically conquer anxiety and worry. I wanted to share with you week 1 and 2. 2 Timothy 1 says, For God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and of the sound mind. Fear is not from God. Peace is. God is always offering me his power, strength, wisdom, and love to help me through anxious times. There is no reason for me to be anxious or to worry because God is always with me. The prescription to this fear and worry is prayer. I need to pray daily and ask God to help me through these times of anxiousness and uncertainty. He wants me to give my cares to Him, to lay them down at His feet. He wants me to trust Him and pray daily. An example this book gave was Hannah. Hannah prayed for a baby in the temple. She poured her heart out to God. Eli thought she was drunk, but she was only praying to God. She gave her worries and anxious heart to God, trusting that God will do what is best. There will be times when I am so burdened down by the cares of the world, I do not know what to say. The words may not come out, but the Holy Spirit intercedes for me. He knows exactly what is on my heart. He knows what to say when I do not know what to say. While I am praying, He is praying and going to the Father for me. This is an overwhelming and amazing concept for me, a concept I am still trying to wrap my mind around. There is someone who actually will go to God on my own behalf. Hard times and burdens can bear me down. It can cause anxiety and worry. But I am thankful that I can lay those burdens down at His feet. I am thankful to know God knows exactly what is going on. He will take care of that burden and help me along the way. When I focus on God during these times, it will make the situation easier. The second thing is, anxiety is a thief. It can take away our joy. It can consume our thoughts. It can affect our health and our interactions with other people. Instead of focusing on the issue at hand and our anxiousness, we can focus on God. We can focus on His character and who He is and what He has done for us. We can focus on how good God is to us. We can focus on what is eternal instead of focusing on what is temporal. We can rejoice in the things that God has done for us. I tend to focus on the what-ifs of the future instead of what is going on today. Here are a few examples. When I first became engaged to Lee, I started to become anxious about who is going to take care of my parents after I moved out, where we were going to live, and whether or not to find a new job so I can travel with him. When COVID-19 hit, I became anxious about whether or not my parents would get it, or if I would get laid off, and how I would pay my bills. Last year, the Lord brought the verse Matthew 6:34 to me. It's actually my verse for 2020. It says, Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Instead of focusing on the what-ifs and worrying about the future, remember that God has everything under control. Remember that God has a plan and that there is no need to worry about what is going to happen. Focus on God and focus on today. Do not let anxious thoughts consume your life. Have I perfected this concept? No. Am I working on it? Daily. What I like to do is journal. I enjoy writing down what the Lord has done for me. This helps me remember and reflect on His goodness. This helps me realize that the good far outweighs the bad. Thank God for who He is and His goodness in your life. Read His Word, write down encouraging verses, memorize Scripture. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, go to my Facebook page, Encouraging Joy, and like it. Go to my YouTube channel and subscribe. And also subscribe to this podcast. If you can and you're on Apple Podcasts, leave a review down below and give this a 5-star review if you would like to. And share this with your friends. I would love to get this podcast out to other people. And share it with people who you think may enjoy it. Thank you for listening, and I will catch up with y'all next week. Bye.